Amid the fallout over President Trump's trip to Europe, he read a prepared statement Tuesday in an apparent attempt at damage control, saying he had great talks with NATO leaders.
The press covered it quite inaccurately. They said I insulted people. Well, if asking for people to pay up money that they are supposed to pay is insulting, maybe I did. But I can tell you, when I left, everybody was thrilled.
Earlier Tuesday, Trump also blamed the media in a tweet highlighting what he called an even better meeting with Putin. During his trip, the president was asked by CBS, who is the greatest foe of the U.S.?
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade.
But in Washington, it was left to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republican senators to reassure European allies.
For myself, let me just say to our European friends, we value the NATO treaty. It's been the most significant military alliance in world history. We believe the European Union countries are our friends, and the Russians are not.
Some analysts said U.S. allies in Europe are shaken by Trump's contrasting rhetoric towards NATO and Putin.
I fear they're going to take away the fact that the security guarantees of the United States are not as strong as they have been in the past. And this is not simply a reflection of today's event, but also the NATO summit and also the EU summit, where Trump has really criticized his allies. Again, allies of 70 years who have stood by the United States after 9/11 and after other major global crises.
But some disagree, saying that despite the terrible optics, U.S. support for NATO has not changed.
We see the U.S. incrementally increasing its defense support for those countries on Europe's eastern flank that are most vulnerable to Russia.
But some countries will be watching to see if the Pentagon pulls out of joint NATO exercises as a gauge of whether the world order is changing or not. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.